الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل ورفعنا فوقهم الطور بميثاقهم وقلنا لهم ادخلوا الباب سجدا وقلنا لهم لا تعدوا في السبت وأخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم وكفرهم بآيات الله وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق وقولهم قلوبنا غلف بل طبع الله عليها بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, as we have mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here in these ayat, Allah lists for us a number of crimes that were committed by Banu Israel in order to show Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the demands and requests that they make now here by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down a kitab from the sky all at once, this is outrageous and this is an absurd thing to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that don't be bothered about them because these people are not ready to accept despite the many signs that were given to them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists for us so many crimes that were committed by Banu Israel. So continuing with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so firstly what they did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they asked Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to show them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they worshipped the calf. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a time came when they began to reject the laws of the Torah, etc. So Allah subhanahu, they didn't want to accept this kitab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Mount Tur, hovering high above them, suspended high above them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to accept this kitab, this Torah. And then to return, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, they could have been mashed by this mountain hovering high above their head, and they could have been smashed by it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still pardoned and forgave them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in this verse, وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورَ بِمِثَاقِهِمْ, because they said they are going to accept, but they didn't do so. وَقُلْنَا لَهُمُ دُخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا. Then a time came when they were supposed to enter a certain town humbly, and in the condition of making sajda, they didn't do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even told them that do not transgress with regards to the Sabbath day, which we discussed before also. They didn't do so. وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. Allah says, many times we have taken from them solemn pledges, solemn oaths, but they always broke these pledges and these oaths that were made. So Allah says, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. Allah now gives all of the reasons why these people here, the Banu Israel, they strayed from the path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of them breaking their oaths, because of the kufr in the ayat of Allah, because of them killing Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam unjustly, unduly, because of them saying that our hearts are a covering, in other words, we are not prepared to accept. Allah says the truth is Allah sealed their hearts. بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed their hearts because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could see their kufr, and these people were not sincere and they were not prepared to accept. So if they had to accept in anything, Allah says, فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. If they accepted in something, then that would have been in something very, very little. But in most of the things they rejected, in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now set the seal of kufr upon their hearts so they will not accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such behavior, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us istiqamah upon iman.